I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is our faith for today. Well, I was reading a scripture, and it really popped out to me, and I started to end up doing a Bible study on it. It was John 9:41, says, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin, but now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains." Well, Jesus was talking about the Pharisees, and it really got me to thinking. Well, you know, the Pharisees of all people should have recognized that Jesus was the Messiah when he appeared. They were some of the most passionate about Scripture and obedience to God during Jesus' time. However, while some of the Pharisees did seek truth that we do see here in John 3:1-2, says, "Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said, 'Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God.'" However, most of the Pharisees were more invested in tradition and status than in genuine understanding. We see this in John 5:39-47. He says, "You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me and have life. I do not accept glory from human beings, but I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. But if someone comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe, since you accept glory from one another, but do not seek glory that comes from the only God? But do not think I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom your hopes are set. If you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But since you do not believe what he wrote, how are you going to believe what I say?" So by worldly measures, they had the greatest spiritual insight of anyone. Yet when Jesus explained that his ministry aimed to grant spiritual sight to the humble and reveal the blindness of the self-assured, the Pharisees reacted with predictable arrogance. Essentially, the response was, "Surely you're not suggesting that we're spiritually blind." Jesus' answer made it clear. That's exactly what he was saying. Moreover, his response emphasized a critical truth. God holds people accountable for what they know and how they respond to it. Those who humbly seek God, acknowledge their need, and search for the truth are met with grace and forgiveness. We see this in Matthew 7:7-8. He says, "Ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." Now, a man healed of blindness in John 9:35-38. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out. This is the Pharisees. They threw him out. And when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And he said, "Who is he, sir?" And the man asked, "Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said, "You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you." Then the man said, "Lord, I believe," and worshiped him. Well, on the other hand, those who pride themselves on their perceived wisdom and claim spiritual insight will be judged accordingly. James 3:1 says, "Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly." This is especially true for individuals like the Pharisees who possess knowledge but choose to disregard it. It's just incredible. They had Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God Himself, standing before them, but because of their arrogance and their knowledge, they chose to not believe. Absolutely incredible. What do we learn? Well, no matter what we know, we need to always humbly seek God, acknowledge our need, and search for the truth. Then we're met with grace and forgiveness. Stay steadfast on your journey this week, my friends. My prayers are with you. I hope you enjoyed this inspirational music.